USA Radio News.
According to CNN, New Yorkers don't feel safe at home anymore. Residents say they're overwhelmed with fear and anxiety as the NYPD struggles to rein in crime. The city has recorded a 42.7% increase in major crimes compared to the same period in 2021. According to the New York City Police Department, for New Yorkers, the fear of ending up as another crime statistic has cast a shadow over their city. Water levels in Lake Mead have reached their lowest since 1971, uncovering one of the original intake faults hidden since it was first installed. It is currently at 1,055 feet above sea level, or about 30% capacity, and research has suggested that it could drop by as much as 30 feet in the next decade. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy!
NBC News reports one dead, four injured in a shootout at the Mississippi Mudburg Festival. Two people described as juveniles were detained for questioning, although the sheriff said he believes that they have knowledge of what happened and who was involved. Three of the wounded people were stabilized at a hospital. The condition of the fourth person was not available. Officials urged residents in northern New Mexico to leave ahead of a rapidly growing blaze. More than 1,000 people were battling the Cal Canyon and Hermit's Peak fires. Officials are investigating what may have started the flames. ABC News reports that 15 people were injured in a pedal pub that overturned in Atlanta. This was a single vehicle accident, Atlanta Police Officer Steve Avery has stated. A pedal pub with multiple passengers were trying to make a turn, but apparently going too fast and have turned over. Two out of the 15 people involved were critically injured, the Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department has stated. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
CNN reports Alabama authorities searching for an inmate and the corrections officer who removed him from jail. Vicki White, assistant director of corrections at the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office, and inmate Casey White were last seen about 9:30 a.m. on Friday. Her vehicle, 2013 Ford Taurus patrol car, was spotted at the shopping center parking lot around 11 a.m. on Friday by someone who was on a lunch break. Authorities did not realize that they were missing until several hours later. On CNN's State of Union with Dana Bash, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren discusses the economic toll Americans are now facing and how Congress and the Biden administration need to act.
Sure, there's plenty to worry about. Obviously, Ukraine is another unknown in that. But I think that for me, it's less concern about recession over the long arc and more about the immediacy of what's happening to American families and what we in Congress, what our administration can do about it now. We do those things, you get the fundamentals back in line, and I feel better about where the economy goes.
Johnny Depp case brings Dan Coulter into the courtroom. The trial between Mr. Depp and Amber Heard is a case study in what happens when complex claims are filtered through the lenses of extreme fandom as well as social media. The line to enter the courthouse begins before sunrise. Throughout the day, people appear carrying signs, wearing fan merch and costumes, even walking a pair of alpacas. Nearly all of them are there for Mr. Depp. High-profile celebrity cases have drawn wide.